In Northeast Indiana, there's a town that once produced the top cars of the day. In this very showroom, some of the world's biggest stars purchased their very own King of the Road. We'll head there too on today's edition of the American Countryside. The company began as the Eckert Carriage Company, but by the beginning of the 1900s, their experiments with motorized vehicles led to the formation of the Auburn Automobile Company.
They were very much noted for their technological advances and highlights and styling. They were a cut above the Model A Ford or the Model T Ford, and they were also much more expensive.
Cheryl Prentice says in the early 1920s, a young man named E.L. Cord would become an important part of this automaker's history.
He became a car salesman in the early 20s, and he sold cars for the Moon Manufacturing Company. He came to Auburn in 1924 to take over the Auburn Automobile Company, which was floundering by then.
The transformation of the company began immediately under Cord.
His first task was to get rid of the inventory of Auburns. They were all painted black. And he had them all repainted into other colors, and he sold 700 cars in 90 days. And it was a feat that just amazed everyone.
Cord brought in young engineers who developed the prestigious Duesenberg line. The price one paid for a new Duesenberg was out of reach, except for the wealthiest of Americans.
Duesenbergs ranged from $18,000 on up. People bought them like movie stars. Among Duesenberg owners were Clark Gable, James Cagney, and Cary Cooper. They were all famous movie stars of the day.
The company did well in the early 30s, but eventually the Depression did catch up with the automaker, and production ceased in 1937. Today, the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Museum draws thousands of visitors each year. Traveling the countryside in Auburn, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.